Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. As it becomes easier and easier to find products from around the world at our fingertips, the local movement continues to gain ground. The Local Vor movement, designed to connect local producers and consumers, seemed to be the leading element, but it has spread to many areas of commerce. The craft beer movement has seen the opening of hundreds of local breweries and brew pubs, probably predated the start of the local foods movement, but is now growing right along with it.
It certainly is part of it. The society today, we interact with so many things anonymously, whether it's on the internet, what we buy. You know, there's so many products that are made in a foreign country that we've never heard of, or by people that we've never known, some nameless, faceless giant, that finally I think the U.S. and the society in general has said, you know, let's find something crafted by where we're from, whether it be food or durable goods. You know, there's a movement and away from mass production.
That's Seth Cook from Wooden Legs Brewing at Brookings. He says the local movement is especially noticeable when it comes to food.
Where does my food come from? Where does this chicken? Where does this corn? Where does this good? Come from I'm consuming and putting it in this mouth. Where, how does this get manufactured? And, you know, there's been a lot of movement just for the understanding of it. I mean, people appreciate knowing where something comes from.
And beer is part of that trend. Did you know there were less than 100 breweries left in the entire U.S. in the early 80s? There are now more than 3,500.
Beer is the same thing. You know, people have got to the point where they want to know the farmer that raised their chickens. They want to know the farmer that, you know, raised their corn. They want to know the baker that made their bread. And it follows that people want to know who brewed their beer. You want to have that relationship. You want to understand what they put into it. You want to be able to walk their facilities.
And Seth says it can go even beyond that.
You want to know not just is what they're putting into the product appropriate and good and well thought out and not just done for, you know, the monetary gains. They want to know if that person making that bread or raising the corn or making that beer is a good steward of society. Are they doing the right thing? Are they being good stewards of your hard-earned money?
He says many craft breweries have taken the lead to be good citizens, including a truly stellar example, New Belgium Brewing.
New Belgium has an awesome employee program, and sometimes they're seen as a big giant of the craft beer world, but they weren't always so, and they've always been really good to their employees. They've been good stewards of energy. I mean, it's one of the only wind-powered facilities. They've been incredibly proactive in the beer scene in Fort Collins, you know, helping Colorado State, even with some of their laboratories and their graduate programs.
According to Seth, they had always planned for Wooden Legs to be part of this community.
But we wanted to become good stewards, you know, when we wanted to make sure that our employees were well-educated and had the chance to do this as a career instead of just a hobby, or we wanted to make sure that we were an integral part of the community, giving back as much as we could. You know, on the 4th of July, we do a hot dog fundraiser, and that fundraiser goes to the VFW, as one example, but trying to give back and to the community that's given us so much.
More drinking local when Beer Untapped continues.
Go on down to the grocer, and you put your money down. Sure you buy something local, jumped right out of the ground right here.
Homegrown's all right with me. Homegrown is the way it should be. Homegrown is a good thing.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk drinking local. The big advantage of having a local brewery, you cannot beat fresh beer.
Fresh beer is different than other beer you get. That's just the chemistry of it. Fresh beer is better beer.
Seth believes the local trend can continue when it comes to craft beer. There were once more than 4,000 breweries in the U.S., many of them serving just smaller towns. And he says that could happen again.
It is sustainable. We built this model very small. You know, this brewery is undersized for this community. I mean, when we built it with what we could scratch together to make a brewery happen. But the reality is that this brewery would be able to service a community of even only 10,000 people. You just have to have the desire to do it. You know, every little town used to have a bakery and a creamery and, you know, a brewery and a farmer's market. It's all possible as long as the desire is there, and I think the climate is shifting. There, people want, you know, they want to be able to buy local bread, buy local food, buy local beer.
Living in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Homegrown. Homegrown.
Brookings Mayor Tim Reed says the city wants to encourage this go local movement.
Some of it has to do with his pride in your town. I think everybody wants to have that pride. Look, you know, look what we have here in Brookings. And when I'm out of town talking about Brookings, you know, our local brewery comes up, our farmer's market comes up, and some of our homegrown restaurants also, not necessarily the chains, but the homegrown restaurants come up. Where should we eat? What's local? People ask that question if they're going to travel to Brookings. I want to go to something that's local.
The mayor says things like a local brewery, locally sourced restaurants, and the like can add to tourism.
What we're working on is making sure we have the right areas to do these kind of things. And we have done a grant program for downtown, because besides having your local foods, your grown local, people also want to shop local. And a lot of times that's more boutique kind of shopping, specialized stores. And so we're working on that, trying to make sure that we have that downtown, make sure we have a nice downtown that's comfortable to move around in. And I think we're starting to look at, is there any way we can repurpose buildings for the local movement?
Seth Cook gets the last word.
It would be flattering to say that we revolutionized the idea of craft brewing and giving back to the employees and the community you're in, but we haven't. We've just subscribed to it. It is a well-established industry of philanthropy and positive people, positive owners, positive workers, and we are just glad to be part of it.
That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Remember to drink responsibly and drink local.